The iOS 26 redesign is almost here, but what if I told you that you can actually get your hands on it today? I'm going to show you how to install the public beta on your iPhone so that you can try out the brand new Liquid Glass redesign and all of the iOS 26 features before everyone else in the world gets their hands on it in September.
The first thing that you're going to need to do is register your Apple ID for the public beta. To do that, just open up Safari and go to beta.apple.com. Then look for sign up. It'll ask you to sign in with your Apple ID, and once you do that, your Apple ID will be registered to receive beta updates. Now, to actually install the beta, head into the Settings app, then go to General, and then Software Updates. You'll see a new option that says Beta Updates. When you tap on that, select the iOS 26 Public Beta. This will enable your device to receive the iOS 26 beta. So when you tap back, you'll see the Public Beta pop up here and you'll be able to install it. iOS 26 is the biggest update we've seen across all Apple devices. The Liquid Glass redesign is pretty amazing, and the way you can navigate app menus and interact with icons and literally everything on your phone just feels so futuristic. It's really cool how the Liquid Glass refracts and bends whatever content is underneath it. The Apple designers really cooked with this one. iOS 26 also has a ton of other huge features, like a brand new lock screen that uses Liquid Glass for the time and spatial pictures, which gives your lock screen this really cool 3D effect, so it feels like you're literally looking into your picture. You can also add really cool dynamic backgrounds to your iMessage chats, and the way they animate and bounce based on whether you're moving the keyboard up or liking someone's message is really cool. The camera app also has been completely redesigned and is honestly way easier to use. You can make your icons clear like literal glass. Safari has been completely redesigned, animated music artwork on your lock screen that takes up the whole screen, and just so much more. I've been using the betas for a while now, and honestly, this current beta is probably one of the smoothest betas I've ever tested. Just remember though, this is still a beta, so you may run into some bugs. I'm going to be covering every iOS 26 feature when it comes out in September, so make sure you're following for all of the latest.